KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A key witness in the fraud and corruption case against former Free State Premier Ace Magashule has been arrested in the US. The NPA says Morwadi Tsholota was detained over the weekend. A warrant of arrest was issued in 2021 for Tsholota, who is Magashule's former personal assistant. Last year, the Free State NPA said she failed to honor a commitment between her and the Director of Public Prosecutions to turn herself in and stand trial with the other co-accused. An extradition request was made. It's understood Tsholota has been studying in the US. NPA spokesperson Mojalefa Senokotswane says the Bloemfontein High Court was told of Tsholota's arrest this morning.
And she will make her first appearance in court sometime today in the same court in the USA.
Magashule, the former ANC Secretary General, and his co-accused face more than 70 counts of fraud, corruption and money laundering. Their trial was meant to start this morning in the High Court. The matter was instead postponed to June.
The defense informed the presiding officer, the judge president of the Free State Bar, that accused number five, which is a company, still doesn't have legal representations.
On the KZN South Coast, search and rescue teams have been working to retrieve three bodies from a car that got swept off a bridge during last night's storm. According to Medevac, the vehicle was found 5 kilometres away from Fiddlewood Farm, where the victims got into trouble. Ugu Municipality's spokesperson Franz Zama has been at the scene.
We are indeed currently conducting an on-site assessment in terms of the damages. And I can also indicate that while we are conducting this, there are bodies that have been discovered along the market area. Our rescue teams are still pursuing with their rescue mission. But in essence, the areas around market have been hardly hit by the storm.
An orange level 5 alert remains in place there. Over 1 trillion rand has been disinvested from South African equities and bonds in the past decade. Old Mutual Chair and ex-Finance Minister Trevor Manuel attributes this to declining confidence amid governmental crises. Manuel says investors seek regulatory stability. He's emphasized policy clarity and collaboration across sectors for investment trust revival. Manuel says despite efforts to restore the institutions and rebuild the economy, more work is necessary to eradicate corruption and regain institutional strength. And Australian police say they've arrested a man after several people were stabbed in a church in Western Sydney. They say the victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries and were treated by ambulance crews. It comes just 2 days after a deadly knife rampage in a shopping mall in Sydney that left 6 dead. The top story, a key witness in the fraud and corruption case against former Free State Premier Ace Magashule has been arrested in the US. More news at ecr.co.za.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Massive game for Everton this evening against Chelsea in the Premier League. Big weekend for the Sharks. They take on Clermont in the Challenge Cup semi-finals. And it's the RCB up against the Sunrisers Hyderabad in the IPL.